you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who are going to share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Many of us have seen how difficult it is to raise a child with behavioral problems. Watching a child helplessly lash out at school, in a restaurant, or at the supermarket is absolutely heartbreaking, and it's impossible not to feel for the child and parents. Children diagnosed with behavioral or neurological disorders such as ADHD, autism, or Asperger's syndrome cannot control themselves because of an imbalance in their brain. My guest today has created a program that has helped thousands of children around the world dealing with these disorders. Today, the topic of our show is called Reconnected Kids, Helping Your Child Achieve Physical, Mental, and Emotional Health. And my guest today is Dr. Robert Melillo. Dr. Robert Melillo is an internationally known author, lecturer, and researcher within the field of neurology, specializing in childhood disorders. His personal mission to find a cure for neurobehavioral disorders began after helping a child achieve life-altering behavioral improvements from their work together. He has since devoted himself to the study and treatment of learning disabilities and behavioral disorders in children such as autism, ADHD, and Asperger's. Dr. Melillo is the originator of the Brain Balance Program and the co-founder of Brain Balance Centers. These groundbreaking achievement centers helping children with neurobehavioral deficits improve their academic, social, and behavioral functions using a drug-free approach. He's the author of Disconnected Kids and Reconnected Kids. To learn more about Dr. Robert Melillo and his wonderful centers, visit the website brainbalancecenters.com. Dr. Rob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that introduction. I appreciate it.
You know, anyone who's making a positive difference for a child, I raise my hat off to you, sir. I'm just thrilled to hear about what you're doing and the accomplishments you're making. Can you tell us, start off, tell us about what the Brain Balance Program and your centers are all about?
Well, with me, it really all started, and Brain Balance really all started with a primary question, which is, what is actually happening in the brain of a child with autism or ADHD or dyslexia?
Okay.
My son was diagnosed with ADHD at around 5-6 years of age, and I had already, I've been a clinician for 25 years and specializing in rehab and neurology. But my focus had been mostly with adults up until that point. But about 15 years ago, again, this became more of a personal issue. And, I knew a lot about neurology and the brain. I was already teaching and doing some research in that field. But when I went out and asked people what was actually going on in the brain of my own son, no one could answer me. People would say, professionals that I thought would know said that nobody knows what ADHD is. Nobody knows what's happening in the brain. Uh-huh. So with me, it really started with that question, and that's where it's persisted, and that's what Brain Balance really was all about. It's about figuring out what that problem is, and then what can we do to actually correct it.
Yeah, that's great. I find it really interesting because so many of my guests get into having their career, and just like myself, from a personal experience. And myself, my daughter, when she was 3, she had a high fever, and she went unconscious. And after, when she came to, she didn't remember anyone. She didn't know who I was. We went through lots of stuff with her. And as a result, you know, she does have a bit of a learning disability. She's can't tell you what some words mean for, like, wall or ceiling, that kind of thing. But, you know, I wish that you were in our life when she was that age, when we were trying to figure out what was going on with her, because the parents that are out there that are really struggling, I just know you're doing great work for them, and your center sounds like really, you know, a great place for them. Where are they located, your centers?
Well, we actually have over 50 centers now in about 21 different states across the U.S. and we're looking to move internationally next year, but they're all over the place. In the Northeast, we're in Massachusetts, in Connecticut, just coming from a facility in Norwalk that we have. We have a center there. We have a center in Massachusetts, in West Springfield, and in Danvers. Yeah, we're all over. People can go to the website and do that. And I just got back from actually in Texas, from South Lake, Texas, which is right outside of Dallas.
Okay.
And as you said, you know, everywhere I go, you know, we're really making a huge impact on the communities that we're servicing. The book itself, Disconnected Kids and Reconnected Kids, both books are also having an impact on the family. So, you know, it's really very rewarding at this point. It's great to interact with that. And again, relate to that as a parent and a professional.
Yeah, and that's what I think really sets you apart from others out there, because you know what these families are going through. Now, let me ask you, what sets the centers apart from other programs treating autism and other autism spectrum disorders?
Well, you know, first of all, the centers are really supplemental learning centers, similar to like a Huntington or a Sylvan. The difference is that we only work with children with disabilities. So basically the special ed kids, or kids that just have learning differences and learning challenges, even if they don't have a formal label per se. And the difference is that it really, the program and the curriculum that we develop is based on brain research and is based on cutting edge concepts that we developed. When you look at any other program out there, they're really not designed based on, again, what's happening in the brain. You know, when we took a look at learning differences, most people don't even understand that the learning disability, they don't think of the brain per se. They don't think that the problem is in the brain. You know, we think of maybe it's a visual problem or an auditory problem or some sort of behavioral issue. But basically, you know, these are brain issues, and there are things that we can do. So the curriculum is designed based on that, and it's individualized. And we do, you know, motor training, sensory stimulation, sensory processing activities.
Okay. Wow. That's great. Now, guys, I want to encourage you to know that you can call in and talk to Dr. Rob. The phone number you can call is 800-930-2819. And again, just know you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the website transformationtalkradio.com. I think we just had a disconnection here from Dr. Rob. Are you there, Dr. Rob? I think we've lost him here. I think what maybe we should do is we've lost him here. We're the joy of technology. So I think we better go to a commercial there. Can we go to a commercial there, Chris? We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
The world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And my guest today is Dr. Robert Melillo, and the topic is Reconnected Kids, Helping Your Child Achieve Physical, Mental, and Emotional Health. Now, Dr. Rob, can you tell us what are some common misconceptions of neurobehavior disorders?
Well, there's two primarily that I can think of right off the bat. One is that, most parents are told that disorders like autism and ADHD and dyslexia are purely genetic. And by that, they generally mean that there's some sort of genetic mutation. There's a bad gene somewhere. Okay. And because of that, they're also told that there's not really much they can do about it, like on a long-term basis, that there really isn't any long-term solution, that the best you can hope is to compensate for the child's disability, but you can never really remediate them. And those two statements, basically, we've been able to see in research of late, aren't really correct. They're both basic misconceptions. And the reason for that is that, one is, when we look at the disorders that are affecting us most right now, like autism, ADHD, has had a 2,000% increase in the past 20 years. Autism has gone from 1 in 10,000 children to probably at least less than 1 in 100 or 1 in 70 boys right now.
Wow.
These are real numbers. I mean, people around say, well, isn't it that we're just recognizing it more or that we're more familiar with them or that we changed our diagnostic criteria? And although many of those things are true, the fact is that the numbers that we see are real numbers, that only about 25 to maximally 50% of the increase over the past 20 years could be attributed to changes in diagnosis, but the rest of those cases are real cases. So you see an actual increase. So when you see an actual increase that dramatic in a short period of time, you can't explain that in genetic terms. There is no genetic epidemic.
Right.
So there must be something else driving it. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, Stanford just did a major twin study and reevaluated a lot of studies that had been done previously in regard to autism and found that actually environmental factors play 62% of the role in autism, whereas genetics only plays about 38% of the role.
Wow.
You know, these are environmental-driven disorders.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Now, what are some activities that a child can do on a regular basis that can help them to become more responsive?
Well, you know, again, it really talks about, you know, what's actually happening in the brain. And this is, again, another misconception, which is many people think there's some sort of injury, like a physical injury in the brain. Now, I don't know if with your daughter, if she actually suffered any actual injury to the brain, but in most cases, there is no injury. There's no actual physical damage. What's actually happening is something called a functional disconnection, where there's an imbalance in the development and maturity of the two sides of the brain. And because of that, they never really link up and synchronize, and the communication and the normal flow back and forth between the two sides of the brain, it doesn't really develop the way it's supposed to. And so what we find is that when you look at, like, ADHD or autism, we see that there's a developmental delay of the right hemisphere, usually in children that have gifted left hemisphere skills, or in dyslexia, we see the opposite, where there's a left hemisphere deficit and the right hemisphere is usually enhanced. Now, what the child is going to do to remediate that really depends on where their imbalance is and where their weaknesses are in the visual system or in visual processing, auditory processing, motor. And what we're going to do is put together a curriculum that's going to focus on the child's weaknesses and then stimulate them in those areas to actually stimulate the growth and development of those areas of the brain so that we reestablish normal communication.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm a huge animal person and very huge promoter of animal pet therapy. And I do a lot of work with our dog guides. And they have started actually a specific group, just the dogs working with kids with autism. Now, how are you finding that to be like, you know, an activity that, you know, there's an animal with the child? Do you find that, like, animals with the children, with every case, it's helping them?
Say, no, I think that there are different types of therapies out there that involve the use of pets, like hippotherapy, where you know, autistic children will ride on horses.
The horses,
And that helps, or using dogs, which seem to have, you know, a connection in a sense. And if you've read any of Temple Grandin's work, you know, she relates that as an autistic person, she related to animals greatly because she says that autistic people and animals think in a similar way.
Okay.
But I think that the use of a lot of the animals, in some cases, like many other therapies, may help the child and improve some of their symptoms, but it really doesn't address the primary problem.
Okay.
And my focus has been not to just do different interventions that will reduce the symptoms or will pacify the child, although that's not a bad thing to do. My approach is to try to fix the problem by addressing the actual root cause. And a lot of those therapies don't do that.
Okay, good. Yeah, and I'm glad that you're saying the root cause, because I know for me, in my past, I had Crohn's disease, and the disease is gone. It's completely gone in me now because I addressed the root cause, but I had to, you know, really do research to learn what I could do, and a lot of doctors were giving me Band-Aid cases. So anytime I hear someone say, I like to address the root cause, I love you for that.
Yes.
Yeah, so now let ask you, what are some suggestions about action and reinforcement plans to get the entire family on board? And to, you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Disconnected Kids was really, and our Brain Balance Center is a large part of it, was really to deal with these kids with neurological issues.
Right.
And to give parents and to use tools that will literally change their brain, which is what we do.
Right.
As you do that, as we started working with more and more children, what we found was as you're changing the brain, you also, you know, naturally change their behavior.
Yes.
And sometimes the behavior that we get as we're working and changing the brain is actually can look negative. The child may become more oppositional. The child may say no. A child who, you know, really was kind of unemotional, become very emotional. And we know that those are good things, but for the parents, sometimes it was confusing. So Reconnected Kids, in that book, what I did was I described to the parents why they would have these changes, and I gave them a way of expecting, you know, these different changes, so that if a child had the onset of negative behaviors, they could see that it may actually be a good thing. But by the same token, they would also need tools as to what do I do about it, though?
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
And this is good. So what I also found was in dealing with children and families with behavioral issues and coming up with ways of addressing it, that so many families today, just the average family, is struggling with behavioral issues with their children because, you know, this modern society really breeds behavioral issues. As I say in my book, I think this is the most difficult time in history, without a doubt, to be a parent, because we have to compete with all these things on the internet and computers and all of these things that are a lot more interesting than us.
The texting and...
It's all about being able to not just for families with disabilities, but even with the typical family that might be struggling with behavioral issues. It's about reconnecting the family and giving the parents a positive way to not only motivate their children, but also, first and foremost, motivate themselves and to reconnect and build a whole family and empowerment program.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there one tip that you could share with our listeners now that they could be doing? Is that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a couple of things, but one of the simplest things, I think, and, you know, it's really kind of funny because a lot of these problems that we have are caused by this modern society, by technology. And ironically, some of the best ways to handle it, I think, are to go back and use old school methods of parenting. And so one of the things that I found is that in dealing with families and parents with children with behavioral issues is that when we would sit down and talk to the parents, you know, there was always a lot of issues where both parents were very rarely, if ever, on the same page as to what their expectations were and what they really wanted from their children. But yet when you ask the parents, you know, does your child know what you expect of them? Do you think that they know, you know, what you want? And the parents would always say yes. But then when I'd ask the parents what they want, they wouldn't know, right? So the fact is the number one reason for bad behavior in any child is an inconsistent message from the parent.
Yes.
So what I found is just something that has made a huge difference is just both parents sitting down and actually saying to one another, you know, in an ideal world, what would you want for our children? Who would you want them to be? What do you want them to be like? And have, like, the mother go through that and then have the father. And what they're going to find is that they have a lot of differences. They need to be able to get some sort of unified idea and expectation of what they want from their child so that they can communicate that to their children.
Yes.
And then they need to be able to sit down and say, okay, what are the actual rules of our house? And how are we going to enforce those rules? Because both parents are very, very rarely on the same page with that as well. They assume that they've told their children the rules, and they assume that their child knows the rules.
Yes.
But the fact is, the rules usually change from parent to parent,
yep.
and the punishments or the consequences change moment to moment from parent to parent. So
yeah.
the child never knows really what to expect.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So one of the things that's made a huge difference is that I tell the parents, sit down and make up a list of rules, like from uh-huh. morning till evening, and including in that, like, what time is the child supposed to come home? And, you know, on a weekday? And what about on a weekend? And, you know, what do they do when they come home from school? And, you know, all of the different rules. I mean, from, like, brushing their teeth and making their bed. Put
yes.
all of the rules down there, clearly written rules. Then mm-hmm. sit down with your children and say, okay, do you understand these rules? Do you agree with these rules? Do
yeah.
you have a problem with any of these rules?
Uh-huh.
And then sit down with the children and say, okay, now that we all agree on these rules,
uh-huh.
now let's agree on the consequences. What
yes.
happens is if you're supposed to come home at 10 o'clock and you come home at 10:15,
uh-huh.
what is the consequence? And
uh-huh.
literally say to the children, what is the consequence if you come home late? What do you think is fair? And let them actually tell you, you know, what the punishment is. It usually
yeah.
will be probably worse than you would give them. And,
yeah.
and agree on, okay, this is it. So now everybody knows, and we sign it like a contract.
Yep.
And we post those rules so they can see them. And we say, okay, now we know. So now if the father's away, the mother's away, it doesn't make a difference. The child comes in at 10:15. We know, okay, they broke the rule. They know they broke the rule. They were partly, they set the rules.
Yeah.
And they also set their own punishment. And now the parent just says, okay, you know what the consequence is. And that's
yeah.
it. There's no argument. There's no fighting. The child knows exactly what's expected. They know what the consequences are. They're a part of it. And just that thing alone. It's going to make a huge difference in a family dynamic.
And, you know, I can tell you, as I'm listening to you, I did exactly that when I'm remarried, and we were like the Brady Bunch, two families coming together. And my husband and I sat down with all the kids and said exactly what you just said. We did that with our kids. And it started off real, you know, it went well from the beginning because we did that. So that's for all families to do. That's
yeah,
really great
absolutely.
Advice. Absolutely. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Rob give you some tips for explaining your child's disorder to family members and friends. So folks, stay tuned. We'll be back just after this short break.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have Dr. Rob Melillo here, and we're talking about helping your child achieve physical, mental, and emotional health by getting reconnected. Now, before the break, we were just about to touch on the area of some tips for explaining your child's disorder to family members and friends. So, Dr. Rob, you want to take it from there?
Yeah. You know, the way I like to explain it to people is different than I think a lot of people do. But basically, we look at all of these problems as learning disabilities or even learning differences. Like I said, the two misconceptions that these are purely genetic and that there must be some sort of damage in the brain in some way, those are two big misconceptions. The fact is, the brain looks relatively normal. There isn't any injury, and there isn't any, in most cases, it doesn't appear to be a bad gene per se. And these problems are potentially remediated. They can be remediated. So what I'd like to describe to parents is, and to tell family members, is that the child has this developmental imbalance that has occurred in the brain. And it generally happens because they're gifted. Usually they are stronger in one side of their brain than most people. What we find is that, like with autism, for instance, and ADHD, that the higher you go up the socioeconomic scale, the more educated and basically the more money the parents have, the more likely they are to have a child with autism or ADHD.
Wow.
And that's something a lot of people don't realize, but it is partly because those people are born, they have children that have very strong left brain skills.
Okay.
And many of these children are brilliant, and their siblings are brilliant. And what we see is that because they have this stronger left side of their brain, the right side of the brain develops for the first 2 to 3 years. So if anything interferes with that, if any environmental stimulus isn't there, the right side doesn't keep up with the growth and development of the left side, they develop this imbalance where the right side is immature and the left side is too strong, and this, you know, where they have certain skills that are too good and they have other skills that are too weak or too delayed. And that actually ends up being the problem. That's what we call this disability. But this is something that this imbalance in the brain is something we can change. It isn't something that has to be a lifelong problem. We certainly can improve it. And in many cases, we can completely remediate it in some of the higher functioning children, like with ADHD and dyslexia and learning disabilities.
Okay. Now, let's talk on autism. Tell us exactly what is autism.
Well, you know, no one exactly knows at this point, but, you know, autism is, from our research, what we've been able to see is that, again, it is basically this functional disconnection where the right side of the brain, genes that would normally build the brain, that normally get turned on at birth, aren't being turned on. And these genes build what we call functional connections in the brain.
Okay.
So some of the things that we know about children with autism is that they usually have stronger short-range connections between different areas of their brain on the same side, but the long-range connections that reach out and connect to the other side of the brain are less. The bridge between the two sides of the brain is smaller. They have areas of the brain are not synchronized the way that they're supposed to. So that normally when we're doing anything, both sides of our brain are processing information at the same speed. Okay. So it's like two computers that are talking to one another. They need to have the same processing speed. If we have one computer that had a fast processing chip and we had another computer that had a really slow processing chip, they both work. They're not broken. They may even be connected, but they can't share information and talk to one another because they're at different processing speeds.
Okay.
So in autism, this seems to be the problem, that because the brain isn't growing and developing, it's really more of a maturity issue, it appears, that these connections between areas of the brain are not forming, and that areas of the brain are poorly synchronized. And so because these children have also, genetically, they have strong left brain skills, and they have this weak and developmental delayed of the right side of the brain, depending on what areas within the right side of the brain are affected the most, they end up with problems, because the right side of the brain is about nonverbal communication. It's the emotional, it's the social side of our brain. It gets the big picture. It, you know, is attuned to looking for facial expressions and eye contact and body posture. It also regulates our immune system and our digestive system. So most of these children have immunological problems where their immune system is too strong. They may have autoimmune problems like you described that you had. They may have vitamin and mineral and digestive problems as well. They use their food sensitivities because the brain controls all of this. And so if the brain is out of balance, it not only causes cognitive and academic and behavior and social problems and attentional problems, but it also causes digestive problems, immune problems, endocrine or hormone imbalances, all of those things.
Can really affect your whole system.
Yeah.
So if you were looking at someone who doesn't know about autism, what would be some signs?
Well, one of the earliest signs of autism that we usually tell parents to really look for is something that affects their motor milestone development or normal milestone development. And this is something I go through in great detail in Reconnected Kids. I explain to the parents, you know, these are physical milestones, these are social emotional milestones, and these are cognitive or language milestones. And what we find is that, you know, children with autism or ADHD or dyslexia, usually in some way, you know, autism usually shows up earlier, ADHD may show up a little later, dyslexia shows up a little later. But what we see is that at 3 to 5 months, children may not roll over. They don't crawl normally. They may not walk on time, or they may walk too early and skip crawling altogether. They may walk on their toes, or they may have very clumsy or awkward movements. They may have eye muscle imbalances. They can have delays in when they speak, or they may have very poor eye contact. All of these early motor milestones, verbal and nonverbal communication milestones, these are things that really can tell a parent early on that there's something going on, and often this is missed by the pediatrician. I mean, unfortunately, most children aren't diagnosed with autism until around 4 years of age, which is ridiculous, because in most cases, it's pretty obvious within the first few months that the child is having some sort of a problem.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, what can a parent do if they think their child may have some learning disabilities? What would be their first step?
Well, I think, you know, without sounding self-promotional, to be honest with you, I think that parents need to educate themselves. I think they really need to get real answers. You know, sometimes the natural instinct is to go on the Internet, and unfortunately, we both know that there's a lot of misinformation on the Internet, you know?
There's
probably more misinformation. I got to say, you know, I've actually read blogs, you know, that were talking about my book or about me or about my work and my research, and I've literally, like, kind of, you know, like watch them as they were in real time as they were communicating, And I have to say that most of the time, 90% of that information was flat out wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, completely wrong, like misquoting me. It was crazy. But that's why I think parents need to really go to a source. They need to educate themselves. And the fact of the matter is, quite honestly, most doctors and most people working with children don't really have any idea what is actually happening in the brain.
So let me ask you this. If they have concerns, can they come right to you? Can they go right to one of your centers? Or do they have to be referred to one of your centers first?
No, they can go to one of our centers.
Okay.
They can also, but, you know, I wrote my book, especially Disconnected Kids, as a way to really explain to parents, based on cutting-edge research, that this is what's happening in your child's brain. Mm-hmm. And I gave them tools to be able to assess their own child to see, does my child have a right hemisphere or left hemisphere delay?
Uh-huh.
And then also gave them ways of assessing their motor skills, their you know, visual, oculomotor, hearing, vision, being able to also look at their academic and cognitive development and also look at their diet and nutrition and see if they have any food sensitivities.
Oh, good. So can I just, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but can you share right now, we have to go to a break now, but before we go to the break, can you give everybody the website where they can purchase your book? Yeah, I'm assuming your book is on your site, right?
Yes, I mean, but you know, probably the easiest thing is I've been on an Amazon bestseller list.
Okay.
Both my books are on Amazon. They're in Barnes and Nobles and Borders and almost all of the websites. But they can go to our website, which is brainbalancecenters.com.
Okay.
And I believe they can also, you know, click on that. But I think it takes them to Amazon. But Amazon's probably the best way to get it.
Yeah, okay. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to get Dr. Rob to give you some tips on how you can help your child. So stay tuned, folks, and then we'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Now, before the break, I had said that Dr. Rob is going to give you some tips to the parents to help their child. Before we do that, Dr. Rob, can I get you to share your contact information with everybody?
Yeah, people can get in touch with me through brainbalancecenters.com. That's with an S.
Okay.
And as you said, you know, they could get the books through there or through Amazon or wherever they want. So, you know, any questions or anything that they want, if they want to find out more about the centers or where I'm going to be speaking or where other people in our organization are, we often put on free seminars for parents. And I often put on free seminars in various areas. Just in Connecticut, it looks like we're probably going to do something free for parents on October 6th in Connecticut. So, you know, they can find out all the information through the website.
It's all there. Great. And again, share that again, the website with everyone. Okay, say we're grabbing a pen.
Yep, brainbalancecenters with an S .com.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Now, we've only got 6 minutes left, so I want to cram in about an hour and a half with you right now. But can you share share a couple of tips with parents on how they can help their child? And then let's look into some environmental factors. And
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, like I said, I think that, you know, without sounding too self-promotional, I really do believe my book is one of the best resources for parents to educate themselves.
Good.
And to really give them tools as to what they can actually do. And the thing is that every single child is different. Every child is unique. You know, there's a saying in the autism community that you've met one child with autism. When you've met a child with autism, you've met one child with autism. Because no two children are the same. And that's the same thing with ADHD. It's the same thing with learning disabilities. So it really needs to be individualized. But bottom line is, what you want to do is see, does your child have a real big difference in their skills? That's like a real clue that there's an imbalance. You know, what parents will notice, and in really young children, you may not see it. That's why we look and say, you know, is there some sort of developmental milestone issue? Are they walking late or talking late? Or is there something where they don't connect with eye contact, really? But beyond that, once they start going to school and they start showing things, many of these kids show a real imbalance in their skills. They have certain skills that are much better than others. And, you know, whereas all the skills can be a little bit delayed, but in some cases, as in autism, we often see that many of these children have super skills, like really, really exceptional skills, way beyond their age, especially children with like Asperger's or ADHD, where they may have a phenomenal memory, they may be really good at math, they may be early word readers, they may read, you know, teach himself how to read at 2 years of age. But then on the other hand, they have other skills that are clearly very delayed. If it's a right hemisphere problem, they'll see, you know, lack of eye contact or not good nonverbal communication, or the child has real poor attention, or they may be hyperactive. All of these things are classic signs of a right hemisphere delay. And, you know, that's something that they should be aware of. And if the, but then on the other hand, they may have a child with a left hemisphere delay where they are more, they just can't read. You know, they have problems reading, they have problems learning, they have problems remembering facts and details. But their nonverbal communication is exceptional. This is a child that looks you right in the eyes, that you can tell is like really looking at your face and reading your emotions, and is very empathetic. So, you know, when you see those types of things, it's a clue that there's an imbalance in their brain.
Now, can you, we may have some people that have tuned in just later into the show. Share with the title of your books again, can you?
Disconnected Kids was my first book. It came out in 2009, and that's really a tool that'll let the parent assess their child and give them a home program that they can do that will really make a difference. Reconnected Kids is really a follow-up to that, so anybody that is using that book would find it useful. But it's also something that any family, even a family without a child with a disability, but that have some challenges and you want to get better behavior in the family, or as you're going through using the book and you find changes in the child, they can use the book Reconnected Kids, which just came out in April of 2011.
Okay, okay. And again, share your website one more time. I'm just...
BrainBalanceCenters.com, and we have Brain Balance Achievement Centers. And as I said, there's approximately 50. We have around 40 of them open right now. We have another 10 or 12 coming online in the next couple of months, and in many different locations all across the country, especially up in the Northeast. We're in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey. We have three new centers developing, and these are learning centers. And parents can find out where there's a location, and there's a lot of information on the website about how they can get in touch with those centers and get more information.
Perfect. Well, let me ask you one. We have 1 minute left, but there's one question I want to know. Is there any steps pregnant mothers can take to reduce the chance of their child having any neurological disorder? And no pressure. No. You have 25 seconds to answer that.
It's very funny because that's the topic of my next book, actually.
Oh, is it? You write the book and then you come back on the show. How's that sound?
I will, because there's a lot to it, actually, and it's going to take a whole show to explain it.
Okay, well, guys, I promise we'll bring Dr. Rob back. Dr. Rob, we're out of time. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and making such a difference for so many children in our world. On behalf of everyone you're helping, I will tell you, we all appreciate you very much. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and I appreciate everything that you're doing as well to get the word out there and help people and bring information. So thank you for your work as well.
Well, thank you. We'll bring him back, folks, because he sure has lots of knowledge to help you. Now, folks, I've personally gone through illness and disease, divorce, near death, and I was given in my life just 30 minutes to live. Now, not only did I survive and heal and move forward, but I soared above it all, and I created a wonderful new life for myself. Now, I've taken all my past challenges, and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching programs, and my books. I'm here now to help you get there also. I want to invite you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, to learn how I can help you. And as a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. So connect with me through my website at AskSueLondon.com. Now, when you're at my website, be sure to check out my calendar. I have lots of media interviews coming up, as well as public appearances and presentations that you can be a part of. So again, that site, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. You can also see me this week on an internet TV show that's called Money Chat Today. To see that show, visit the website moneychattoday.com. That's chat today with two T's in there. So check that out. Now, I want to thank my very special guest today, Dr. Rob Melello, for coming and being with us. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Dr. Bernie Siegel. And the topic is animals as healers and teachers. All you animal lovers are going to love this segment. And you also have the opportunity to change the life of an animal at a local shelter during this show. So make sure you check that out. Mark it on your calendars. Don't miss that show. On behalf of my guest, Dr. Rob Manillo, and myself, Sue London, we both want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
Listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to get inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.